for the past 2 years to watch you slack off now. I had to reschedule or postpone multiple important interviews to preserve today's session. Shall I read you the list?
No.
2 United States congressmen, an undersecretary of defense, a top Senate staffer, the first lady of the United States.
What?
You heard me.
You canceled with Jackie to help me practice my Latin vocab?
Yes.
Liar.
Prove it.
They're not even in town. I read about it.
Very good. The others were real. That last was an exaggeration designed to suggest the importance I attach to your education.
Thanks, but don't bullshit me, Joe.
I take it back. You have learned some new vocabulary.
You use language like that all the time.
I am not a 15-year-old girl.
Neither am I. I'm 16.
Dear God, what are you wearing?
What? Nothing.
I can see that.
It's just a skirt.
Were the bottom 4 inches torn off in some sort of garment-rending incident?
This is what people are wearing.
It's an abomination. It doesn't even cover your knees. Has your mother seen you in that?
What? I don't know, I guess.
Don't you dare leave the house like that. Where are you going, anyway?
None of your business.
A social occasion?
Maybe.
A date?
It's just a bunch of friends going out.
Male and female friends? That would account for the acres of thigh you're exhibiting.
Oh, for God's sake. You better get that. Could be the Queen of England.
Do not leave this room. Hello? Scotty, now it's a perfectly good time. Thank you for calling back. This won't take long. I just have one question, and it's entirely public-spirited. When are you going to fire those irresponsible children you've got reporting for you in Southeast Asia? Of course I'm serious. If I didn't think it were an appropriate question, I wouldn't ask it. Just a moment. Knock, Susan. Is that really too much to ask? I'm working.
I'm sorry, Joe. I just have a quick...
I'm sorry, Scotty. I simply refuse to believe you and the paper wouldn't be far better off having them cover something more suited to their experience and abilities, such as high school athletics or one of the sleepier state legislatures.
What are you wearing?
Nothing.
You're not going out in that.
That's what I told her. Now, will you both please leave? I am trying to conduct a conversation.
A minute ago, you ordered me to stay.
And now I am ordering you to go and change and then come back for the rest of the lesson. Scotty, I'm sorry. Hello, Scotty? Oh, for God's sake, now look what's happened. Susan, really, I asked not to be interrupted while I'm working.
I thought you were having a lesson.
We're finished.
No, we still have to do your vocabulary after you change your clothes.
Yes, you really should change, Abby.
I can't believe you're siding with him.
I'm not siding with anybody. I do think the skirt is a little much, especially in November.
Oh, my legs don't get cold, please. Everyone gets to wear them out except me. My coat is long enough. It doesn't matter anyway.
If it doesn't matter, just put on a longer skirt.
Ugh. I hate you both.
She's really become impossible.
Nonsense. She's just stretching her wings a bit. You shouldn't be so rigid.
I'm rigid? You just said...
I am the step-parent. It's my job to be waspish and brutal, thus opening the space for you to appear sympathetic and accommodating.
You think I should let her wear the skirt?
Oh, she's right. They're all wearing them now. God help us. And she's worked awfully hard on her Latin. Yes, Joe Alsop for James Reston, please.
Joe, I wanted to talk
Susan,
to you
Susan, I am on a phone call.
A call you made after you knew I wanted to speak with
Can't
you.
Can't it wait?
It can wait, but I was hoping we could...
Scotty, I'm sorry. I think we were accidentally disconnected. Well, why would you want to do that? All right, I'll tell you precisely where I get off. First of all, I do not see you and I as rivals. That is a stupidly blinkered view of our business. We are all in this together, and we have to look out for one another and for the greater journalistic good. Secondly, your boys over there... They are boys, goddammit. They are boys. Does she even have a driver's license? And if you let me know the date of Halberstam's bar mitzvah, I'll be sure to send him something nice. Hello? Shit! Susan, can we talk about this after dinner? I have an awful lot of work.
It's about the trip.
What trip?
We talked about this. The London trip, remember?
Oh, yes. When are you going?
We're going together, Joe.